Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in one-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.
O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, whose pictures is that they got on the studio thing in there?
What do you mean?
Like on this thing here.
On the StreamYard?
Yeah, it says studio. Who is that dude? I know it's not Nick.
I don't know what he's
Where
doing.
Where is Nick? He taking a cookie break?
Yeah, you know. I don't know how difficult that was. Show yourself. Let yourself be known. Stop hiding all the time.
I'm not hiding. I just doing my thing over here.
You get yourself organized yet?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
You're getting there, Nick. All right. Sound like you suspect that best right now.
Okay.
Do you need to start over?
We're live at Tanner's. Listen, let me get us right first. Yeah. We're live at Tanner's, 30th in Yankee Hill. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. We're raffling off a signed Husker jersey. You got to get here by 5:45. Get your name in the box. Doesn't cost you anything. Nothing at all. It's a signed Dean Stein cooler jersey. Also, they're giving away a $25 gift card. Go to Tanner's Facebook page. Find the post that is promoting the giveaway and guess how many points Nebraska will score against Ohio State. Tag a friend in the post for who you'd spend the gift card with. They've got their $8.99 half-pound burger and fries special, $5 for 20-ounce Blue Moon drafts. And remember, Saturday post-game show, Jake and I will get you through 90 minutes after Husker game ends. Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer. They can text us, 402-464-5685, or they can call in the Honda Lincoln Hotline, same number. You can follow us on the Sartor Hammond video stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Hall of Famer, what's happening?
Not much, man. It's a Seattle day out there. It's not raining, but it's just overcast and gloomy, but it's all to the good.
Is it fun to practice in it when the weather's like this? Is that better than normal?
Then it's when it's 90 degrees. It was a 45 today. I probably, a perfect football day would be 55 to 65. But, okay. Yeah, these days aren't bad, once you're out there moving and stuff. And you got to get used to it. Sometimes, unfortunately for these kids out here and across America that play the sport called football, you do have to play in elements that aren't conducive to your coddled lifestyle. So, here's the funny thing. I always say this when people always talk about, where you're from, can they come here and play? It used to be, I think, when Bo was here. They all, we can't recruit guys from the South to come here. And I get it. You know, if you're not on TV a lot or they can't – well, now you can kind of get the, your parents here a little bit more easier than when Bo was here because of the NCAA stuff. But
yeah,
it used to be, you know, all guys from, I don't know, say Florida or whatever won't come to a school, you know, that has Midwest-type weather. But the funny thing is every single one of these dudes will tell you they want to go to the league, right? So – essentially, I would ask them, so you go to, so say you're fortunate enough to go to the combine. Are you going to put on there? I will not play for in the cold weather. So I'm only going to play the first week through eighth. Because if you play in Buffalo, anything after week six, this is what you're getting right here. Because it could be, you could be playing week seven in Buffalo, it's 55, and then come back and play week nine, it'll be 75, and then get into week, you know, 10 through, well, in this case, 18, and it's going to be
snow.
This is going to be a day that you want versus right. Like at a come out at halftime and you got 3 inches of snow. So, you know, if you want to play football, you don't care what the weather is, what time the game is, who you're playing against, so forth and so on. I don't think there's a lot of you can't have a lot of stipulations. It's either football is a sport, which makes it great. And as I say, it's the ultimate team sport. I would say this in hockey, it's either you in or you out. You know, and these are two sports. When you compare it to, say, like basketball and baseball, which they have do have, you know, nicks and stuff like that, whereas baseball is a little different where, you know, say like you got a, you know, strained forearm is equivalent to having like a high ankle sprain. But football, because it takes so much from you or you have to give so much physically, mentally, and I guess emotionally or slash spiritually, there is no in between. It's either we're in this together or you're not. And sometimes, you know, games like this, season like this, you really see the real dudes in the locker room versus the phonies. And you see this a lot in the NFL all the time. All right, I'll never forget. We always were laughing. We had a couple guys when I was down in Houston. In the first year, you know, everybody was there. And it was kind of like a – I call it like a red shirt year. It's like a happy-go-lucky. No matter – as long as we ran out on the field and the clock hit four zeros.
It was enough.
It was enough. Then as we started winning and you know, fans are, you know, paying a lot of money for their, you know, with the PCLs or whatever it's called, then the expectations got up higher, signed a couple guys that were supposedly, you know, good. But then the funny thing is we always had a joke in the locker. Like once we were kind of maybe not out of the playoff race, but kind of, you know, you have that loss or that win that kind of propels you into the playoffs from my experience in Buffalo and then obviously with the Giants in San Francisco, but not in Houston. Or that loss that propels you kind of, you know, you got to win two or three games in a row and you need Indianapolis or Tennessee and Jacksonville to kind of, you know, drop the ball. And then all of a sudden, you know, next thing you know, you all, you know, I'm having, you know, surgery and, you know, just like that. So, you know, it's, you know, football is just a hard sport to play, man. It's hard. It's a very taxing sport. It's a very long season because you put a lot of time in and then and you put even more time in the off season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
you prepare 8 months to play 3 months of games and it's only 12 games.
Did you ever consider, was it ever, hey, I need to play on a grass field versus turf field? Hey, I've got injuries. I need to go to a warm weather place rather than
no.
a cold weather place.
I want to go where that paycheck was cashing. We're getting cash. So there's advantages to both. And when I first started or when I first came in the NFL, they still had the true turf field. So I was coming from Nebraska. It didn't really matter. We practiced on grass. So it didn't, you know, it didn't bother me. I mean, yeah. Of course, there's different surfaces that you got to, you know, maybe play a little bit different, but it really was dictated by the weather, right? So like when you played at Oakland, you know, that was back – I mean, that, you know, they had half the field was grass. Then you'd be –
dirt, right?
Dirt.
Yeah.
So you got to have different types of cleats as you play – you know, you play them versus sometimes when you would play – I know one time we went out in Buffalo, we went out and played San Francisco and later in the year. It's a damper field, so you got to wear, like, longer cleats. Now, can you – you know, if you have the wrong cleats or you may be a little bit scared that, you know, your cleat would stick in the grass and – maybe, like, you know, mess your knee or ankle up, but, you know, versus grass or anything like that, I never had a problem. I've never really had a, you know, preference or anything like that because, well, up at the NFL, they're all excellent fields and they're well taken care of. Versus, you know, when we played Missouri the year in 97, you know, they, you know, it was real sandy, very long grass to kind of negate our speed, you know, something like that. So in the NFL, it's, you know, you got to have a good plan. I mean, it's professional football because, you know, you remember when the Ravens were playing the Eagles in that preseason game and Brian Billick said, this is, you know, my team's not going to play on it. And they had to cancel a preseason game. You know, I bet you all those veterans were cool with that, right?
Yep.
They get a free day of rest and don't have to play on that type of field. And it was a, I mean, I remember we played Philly maybe the year after, and it still were holes in that.
That turf was awful. That's
awful. I mean, what was the receiver? Was it William Barnett? He was number 86.
Tore his knee up.
Tore both of them on the same play.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I don't really think that it, you know, it's always weird. When, and this is before, you know, long ago, where you hear where people were saying, oh, it's 11 o'clock game. I don't, you know, where I think one of the guys was, you know, on the team at the time was like, we don't like playing at 11. Or, you know, night games is too long to wait. Well, you play yourself into the primetime slots generally, but ultimately, I would always say, well, if you peeled the onion back of your statement, and sat down and and thought about your statement, say before or after, in the off season when you're assuming your sole focus is to, you know, win the Big Ten West. Let's not even talk about national championship. Let's just win every game that we can play. Would you care what time you played? Here's the funny thing: when you're lifting weights and winter conditioning and it kind of is monotonous, you know, or whatever. And you took a ball. Would you rather be playing a game at 11 or would you rather be running, you know, 200-300 yard shuttles and doing the circuit or whatever their program is?
Or would you rather play at 8 o'clock at night or sell cars?
ditches or do something.
Right.
Like, or not have nothing to do.
Right. Go to the movie company. You know, go on and get to work in. You don't have to worry about it.
Or here's a better question. Would you, like, if somebody would ask me my rookie year in Buffalo, and it's almost kind of parallel. I think when I got into the NFL, I think just say my base salary was not even close to what a rookie minimum now is. I think the rookie minimum is close to $300,000-$400,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think when my base was like 60, right? So if somebody would have come to me, just say I'm Jay Foreman in 2021 and I'm a linebacker. They say, okay, would you, in this case, and this is even an extreme case, because I already got drafted, right? So would you rather get drafted, go to the NFL, and make $60,000, or would you rather another year to come back to Nebraska as a, you know, another super senior.
Super senior.
Because I'd be a junior to go into senior and be almost an NFL rookie and make just – I don't even want $60,000 in NIL deals. Just say I would be getting $30,000 in NIL deals. And coming back and really improve myself as a player, but then also cement myself more as a foundation in this program. Would you do that, or would you like to take the risk of, let's take me being drafted out of it, just saying, okay, the potential of going fifth round or later, making the same that, and then maybe being on the practice squad. So you get what I'm saying? There's no visionary thought process into a lot. And this is just not at Nebraska. I'm just talking in general.
But how would you have that?
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Conversation with people, because it'll come up. People ask your opinion.
I would have the conversation with them, like how we're talking right now.
Uh-huh.
I could probably get up on a whiteboard and draw it up for you. Unless, you know, let's say, and not listen to an agent that, you know, that's telling, you know, he's going around and seeing 12 guys in a month and telling them all you're going to, you know, you got a, you know, top 3 round grade. You know, let's be realistic here, because I can make a couple phone calls, see where you're at, And then let's just go off where you're slotted, and I think it raises like 5% a year, you know, where you, you know, and then let's see where you're at and see at the best case scenario, the middle case scenario, and the worst case scenario, or the, you know, let's say the DEFCON 1 scenario where you're not even drafted, you're maybe a priority free agent, or you're just like a mini camp free agent, right? Those are the ones you got to think of. I always wanted the worst case scenario to, so if that happened, I could deal with the results.
Well, making an informed decision.
Well, no, well, yeah, but even like when I was coming out, right, you know, when they were like, you know, they give you guys these, you know, these grades, and I kind of looked and, you know, there's a ton of linebackers coming out, and so you could, you know, you could go early, you go late, you can go, you know, when they say anywhere from, you know, late second to the seventh round, I'm thinking like, okay, well, that's more or less more realistic of late third, most likely.
Yeah, you
fourth,
heard. Yeah, he give you, he give me five rounds.
Right,
you go
give
me five
rounds. I'm gonna start my thinking, my thought process, middle of the fourth to seventh, or you know, free agent, right, and then deal with it. Of course, you want to go as high as possible, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to deal with, you know, what happens. So, I think a lot of guys, especially coming out of high school, this is just in general, think that making the NFL is easy. It's not. Making college isn't easy. Making college, or being a blanket statement. Being a four-star recruit is not that hard anymore. It's really not.
It
isn't, because if you have a decent measurables, right? Decent measurables.
Yeah.
So say like Jay Ford. Yeah. I'm a linebacker, right? I'm 6'2". Just say coming out of high school, I'm 210.
Right.
Right? You're not nowhere near, unless you're going to the Pac-12 or the Big 12, that you could go from high school to Power 5. You're not playing at 210 in the SEC. You're not playing at 210 here. And you're not playing 210 most likely in the ACC.
Right.
So we're just talking Power 5.
Right.
Now, when you're thinking Cincinnati and all these other schools, now you could do that, because then you'd necessarily, you know, you get 215.
Matter of fact, it's ideal for them.
Right. But just let's talk of Power 5. So if you got decent measurables and you go and do Spark camp, and, you know, go to a camp, you know, like a college camp, and do well and test well, or do 7-on-7, there you go. You're 3 or 4 star. Then you throw in and get a little, you know, vibe going on, and you got some good high school tape, which you should. If you're measurable and you're a good enough athlete, you could be a 4 star.
So,
or you could be a 3 star. Because let's be honest, there's not a big difference between 3 and 4 star.
There really is.
There isn't. It's just a matter of who feels like they want to put DP up there.
What would you have been in the star system?
Probably like a 3. I was like an athlete. See? Like an athlete.
So they had you as an athlete,
yeah,
rather than.
I became an athlete. I played a numerous amount of positions. Never went to any camps. Never did any of the deals. I was from Minnesota. Not a lot of guys leaving. You know, they were just like, "Oh, you're going to the Gophers." Well, the Gophers didn't offer me until Nebraska, Michigan State, and all those guys started offering me.
What is that happens that the first question a recruit gets is who else is after you?
Yeah, well, it's just the easy way to do your job, right? So if I'm sitting, and this is where, you know, it's a great thing for the state of Nebraska as far as high school football and basketball. We've seen it, you know, with Hunter Salas and all these guys going to Power 5, where they're, you know, they're able to go on and showcase their talents in all these different camps and play AAU teams. So it's great, because these kids have raised the bar in the marketability, or the, you know, the brand of Nebraska, where there's actually football there. But what a lot of colleges do, so say like they're, say Clemson, right? Just say North Carolina or Clemson, and say like you show interest, DP shows interest in my school, right? So instead of me like watching your tape and giving your tape the same type of credentials as a kid from, just let's say, North Carolina, right, with the same measurables, first thing I'm looking at is, has Nebraska offered them, or who else has offered them? So say Nebraska hadn't offered you, or whatever said school hadn't offered you, then I'm not going to look at you that much, which is not doing your job, and that's why there's a lot of misses.
But what if, I mean, so let's say that Jay Foreman was exactly what Nebraska needed in their program. So they need a 6'3", 215-pound safety slash linebacker who runs 4.6 40, 4.7 40, and has had success at several levels, at several positions in what he's done. If Nebraska knows that's what they need.
Oh, yeah, they'll go get it. Yeah, they'll go get it. Yeah,
okay.
Go get it. I'm just saying a lot of schools and a lot of, like, evaluators do the star system and give credibility to a player based on who's offered them versus where they're at. You know what I mean?
So.
But when you watch somebody's huddle tape, can you really tell, like, who's really good and who's not? Because a lot of it is predicated on the competition. Because you ain't putting up there the times that you fumble, the time that you go the wrong way.
Right.
How many guys posted on their huddle tape that they missed a tackle or got blown up in the hole?
Right. They're not showing that, and nor should they.
Or when they miss a coverage or they get beat, you know. So, I mean, you really don't know what you have until you have it. But ultimately, it's just one of those things where it's no different than, you know, people evaluating college kids going into the pros. There's a lot of guys that look good in college in certain systems that can't make it in the pros. And
don't you trust your eyes more than some anonymous star ranker?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, look, I know that, you know, everybody probably looks at it and they agree with it, but they got a lot of guys that are, you know, look, you got GMs out there that are dependent on area scouts and regional scouts and pro scouts to evaluate free agents when they go from team to team and who they rank, you know, in their position groups for what they need going into the draft. And you see it all the time. Guys just don't make it. You know what I mean? Do they do a lot of – I mean, heck, you know, look at the unfortunate situation out there with the Raiders. Do they do enough due diligence on certain prospects?
That's kind of hard to figure out whether that kid's going to go – like, do you have a kid that's going to go and do that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, but do you do it? Or do you say, oh, we don't worry, we're not going to worry about it because it's just a rookie contract and he's the fastest dude in the draft?
Yeah.
Because the Raiders for the last 30 years have always picked the fastest dude in the draft.
Yep, constant.
So, constant.
Constant, whether they show out or not.
Right. Like, did you not do your due diligence on Jamarcus Russell?
They really didn't.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
They really did.
Yeah, but they saw him when they talk. When you hear about the stories why they drafted him, is because he threw from his knees a 70-yard pass from his knees. Now, mind you, did they not look at that he was a part-time starter for a former NFL coach?
Right.
At this school.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even a full-time starter, but he has a huge cannon. Right?
Well, I just wanted to know when was he going to be required in an NFL game to throw 70 yards from his knees?
That too.
like we measure stuff that really has nothing to do with the game being played.
Right. Like when, you know, remember when, and you know what, you got to give it to these agents and to these players where they're doing these unique things during their pro day to separate themselves from, you know, one player like Johnny Manziel, right? Remember when he did his pro day and it with his pads on? Oh, it was phenomenal. Okay. Well, he did the extra thing. Yeah, he did the extra thing.
You know.
Then they start having brooms out there. Then they start, you know, scripting it. And then they start doing so many passes. Then they start saying the completion percentage. Then they had Lamar Jackson, and he was.
This is what I want the NFL to get to at some point. And I want colleges to get there too.
What?
Put your guys out there with these guys that you're measuring because they will be able to tell you whether this dude can ball or not.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's not that complicated.
No, it's not. Or just do your job.
Right? Like, just.
Well, how about whoever's the evaluators actually do your job?
Yeah, and if you're gonna put your reputation on the line, we're talking about several hundred thousand dollars worth of scholarship value.
Oh yeah, yeah. But here's the thing: you could go out there and get a guy, but you just never know how he's gonna react to competition or how's he gonna react to structure? How well does he take to coaching? There's a lot of guys that can go out there and pass the eye test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, he can play in a controlled environment. But how does he react in an uncontrolled environment? Where's his leadership skill? You won't know that until you get him on campus.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much to it.
There's so many things because it changes year to year.
But that's why
it changes year to year, DP. Because listen here, DP as a freshman, as a like a I wouldn't call you like a third wheel, because a third wheel is like you're just there. But like as the third, like.
Oh, I was.
Well, no, like the, like as the third guy, right?
You're the third
guy that we're game planning for, or the fourth.
Yeah.
Is a lot different as you move up the pecking order. That's why they say it's always, and I never realized this, and I really realized this when I was in the NFL. There's a big difference from coming in and say like as a backup and doing work and having games, or like where you start the last like. And you know, when I didn't start at the beginning, but somebody got hurt, then I started the last like six games.
Right.
Versus the next year, when
they know it's you,
when they know it's you,
you know what you that ain't no, you're not sneaking up on anybody.
Exactly. It's a totally different
right.
deal.
And they have film on you.
They got film on you. They can prepare for you. You know, and there's a lot more pressure.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to throw the break, but I got a question for you. I'm going to be fair enough to give you an advanced time to think about it. Jay Foreman, I'm going to ask you, how in the world are you not a scout right now? We'll throw it to break. When we come back, Jay will give us an answer that with all of this encyclopedia resource of football players, and what football players look like, sound like, act like, how in the world is that not a fully resourced talent pool? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.